Well, good morning and welcome back once again to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Pastor Reynolds will be finishing up a message he started last week titled, Satan's Kingdom. Now, if you missed last week's message, then as soon as this morning's broadcast is over, I'd encourage you to log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org and check out the audio section of the website. Now, from there, you'll be able to find a link to radio broadcasts, and you'll be able to catch up on any of the prior broadcasts that you might have missed. Now, this morning, Pastor Reynolds will be starting in Revelations chapter 13, verse 5. So if you have your Bible handy, please turn there as we turn the message over to Brother Wayne.
Last Sunday morning, we began to preach about Satan's kingdom. We preached about Satan's kingdom in a very limited way. We spoke about how that Satan always must get his power, must get his authority, must get permission from Jesus Christ in order to do anything at all. But this morning, we want to look at another scripture, because this passage teaches that Satan will have an unlimited kingdom upon this earth. The Bible states in the book of Revelation 13 and verse number 5. The Bible says, "And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Notice two things about this passage. Power was given unto Satan. Who gave him this power? Well, it is very evident, is it not? Jesus Christ has given him this power. Jesus Christ is the one that has all power upon this earth. Jesus Christ is the one that created this world. Jesus Christ is one that came into this world. He is the one that died for our sins. He is God. But notice something else. Satan has a limited kingdom. The kingdom will last only 42 months. That's 3.5 years of unrestricted satanic activity. You know, right now, the world is working up to a place where they will accept Satan's reign. Look in the book of 1 John 2 and verse number 18. The Bible states here, "Little children, it is the last time. As ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time." John wrote these words some 2,000 years ago. Please notice that 2,000 years ago, John said it was the last time. Therefore, there were many Antichrists in the world. Don't ever doubt that the last time had already begun when John wrote these words. And we're continuing to live in the last time even today. Therefore, it is easy to understand that the last time has been going on for a long time. All these antichrists will one day be consolidated into the final antichrist, who will rule for 42 months. That's what the Bible states in the book of Revelation 13 and verse number 5. But where did the Antichrist come from? 1 John 2 and verse 19 continues. The Bible says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." This verse states very clearly, does it not, that the Antichrist clearly understands the truth, even as he has continued with the church. But because of unbelief, because the Antichrist and all of his followers do not want the truth of the Word of God, they do not want God to rule over them and to reign over them or to have supreme authority over them, they leave the truth of the Word of God. You know, the fact is that to some, the truth is simply not enough. To some, they need something else. And Satan will give them, they think, exactly what they're looking for. But what Satan gives is always false. What he gives is always a lie. What a person receives because he follows Satan is eternity in a burning, fiery hell. Notice what the Bible states in the book of Luke 4, verse 5 through verse 7. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me. And to whomsoever I will, I give it. If therefore thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine. In the temptations of Jesus Christ, Satan takes Christ up to a high mountain. This is in the book of Luke 4, verse 5 through verse 7. And shows him all the kingdoms of the world, stating that he, Satan, will give the glory and the power of all the nations of the world to Christ, if Christ will only fall down and worship him. Satan says this to Christ because the power and glory of all the nations of the world have been delivered unto him, as it states in verse number 6. Satan declares to Christ that he can give the power and the glory of all the kingdoms of this world to whomsoever he desires. Satan offers all of this to Christ. Yet Christ declines in verse number 8 by stating, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall they serve. Think of this. You and I have a choice. Who do we serve? Either God or Satan. It's just one way or the other. We'll either do what God wants us to do, or we're going to do what the devil wants us to do. Notice also in the book of 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 3 and verse 4. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This passage makes it very clear, does it not, that Satan will actually sit in the temple of God. Satan will actually sit there saying that he is God. People will believe him, and they will rejoice with great rejoicing, for a while at least. Soon, though, Satan will be defeated and placed in the bottomless pit, where he will stay for 1,000 years during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will rule on this earth for 1,000 years. There will be peace and tranquility. There'll be harmony. There'll be much blessings. At the end of that millennial reign, Satan will be loosed out of his prison and shall go out. And the Bible says that the nations of the world will gather together with Satan against God. And God will destroy them suddenly. Some would say, how in the world can this happen? Others will say, this will not happen. But the Bible is true. It will happen. 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 3 states, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisies, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Fact is that the scripture that I just read to you, that's in the book of 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 through 3, declares that in the latter times, that's in the time we're living right now, some people will listen to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Some people will leave the true way. When will this happen? Listen, it already is. It already is happening. We're living in the last days. All of this is coming to pass, even before our very eyes. This is exactly what John said would happen in 1 John 2, verse 18 and verse 19. Notice, 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 through 13, speaks about the terrible times that will come upon this world. The Bible calls them perilous times. The Bible said that in those days, that men shall be lovers of their own selves. They shall be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, even disobedient to parents. They shall be unthankful and unholy, without natural affection. They shall be truce breakers, false accusers. They shall be incontinent. They shall be fierce. But the Bible says that they're going to have a form of godliness. But they will deny the very power of God they're supposed to be serving. This is a true record of all of the wickedness that men express, not just now, but also during the great tribulation period. But while men continue to do all of these very wicked things, God's command to the righteous is the same as it has always been. God wants us to be faithful unto Him. God wants us to dedicate our lives unto Him. God wants us to always do what He desires us to do. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 through 4 states, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Why? For the time will come, verse number 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. God wants us, as we live in these last days, God wants us to be faithful unto Him. God does not want us to follow the devil. God wants you. If you are lost, God wants you to be saved. If you are saved today, God wants you to be faithful unto Him. God wants me to be faithful unto Him. He is the one that we need to worship. Worship none other except Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us on the cross of Calvary. Don't ever think that you are too good to go to hell. Don't ever think that. But just understand that Jesus Christ has paid the way. If you're lost, trust Jesus Christ. Believe in Him. Jesus Christ will freely give you eternal life. He will give you. It won't cost you anything at all. He will give you salvation. Just trust Jesus Christ. I know that if you're lost, that He will save your unworthy soul before it's eternally too late for you.
You know, we do want to thank you for joining us this morning, and we pray that the broadcast was helpful to you in your studies of the Bible. Now, this was the last message about Satan in this particular series, but I really think you'll be interested in next week's message. I won't say much about it other than to share the title with you, which will probably reveal quite a bit. But the title of next week's message is called Major Events in Prophecy. So be sure to tune in next Sunday to hear a little bit about what the Bible has to say about the future. Now, between now and then, we'd also like to invite you to attend services with us. You can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And we'll be meeting this morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and 4:30 afternoon worship services. And of course, don't forget that we also meet every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for a Bible study, and we'd be absolutely thrilled to see you there. Now, we can see that our time for today is up, but we do want to thank you for listening, and we pray you'll be able to join us next Sunday at 8 a.m. for a message on major events in prophecy.